war and false peace. The scenes of the last few days in the town of Ferguson, Missouri, have pulled the cover off of how blacks and cops interact in modern-day America. In words and deeds, it reveals a state of war, with both riddled with bone-chilling fear. For fear is ever present in any war, no matter who is better armed. Fear is also irrational and so strong that it powers and fuels reactions once bred deep in the bone. The shooting of an 18-year-old youth, unarmed and surrendering. The repeated shooting of the youth. The resultant mass protests at his death. And the staging of an array of military materiel to threaten and intimidate people who dare to protest. Unarmed people marching in the street with signs were opposed by cops armed with the weapons and tools of war, armored personnel carriers, automatic submachine guns, sniper rifles, aimed at dark citizens who are allegedly citizens of the state, citizens they are sworn to serve and protect. Some service. But the central issue surrounding the killing of 18-year-old Mike Brown has not yet been reported. Remember, they called him Big Mike, and therein lies the tale. Norm Stamper, a former beat cop and former police chief in Seattle, Washington, wrote in his 2005 book, Breaking Ranks, the following. Simply put, white cops are afraid of black men. We don't talk about it. We pretend it doesn't exist. We claim color blindness. We say white officers treat black men the same way they treat white men. But that's a lie. In fact, the bigger, the darker the black man, the greater the fear. The African American community knows this. Hell, most whites know it. Yet even though it's a central, if not the defining ingredient in the makeup of police racism, white cops won't admit it to themselves or to others. There it is, cut and dried. The cop, Darren Wilson, saw Big Mike and felt in the pit of his gut mind-numbing fear. The same could be said of hundreds of cases every year all across America. It may be disturbing, but that doesn't mean it ain't true. It's real, and it doesn't bode well for the future. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.